T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This game is over.
We're doing a complete breakdown of today's game with Falcons Flyover.
Our Falcons play here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Live inside the Kia Studios right now on the Falcons Flyover here. Your first chance to react to the Atlanta Falcons Week 1 loss to the Minnesota Vikings. A lot of phone calls are still lined up. We're going to get to Roy, Craig, JR, Hassan coming up here in just a second. But I want to quickly, and I'll do this very quickly, give you guys the highlights from earlier today around the National Football League. Are we ready? Let's go. And again, we did the Falcon highlights a little bit earlier, so here's what happened earlier today. Chiefs blow out the Jacksonville Jaguars 40-26. Patrick Mahomes picked up where he left off. 25 of 33, 378 yards, and three touchdowns, including this one.
On third and three, they send Hill in motion. Mahomes looks that way, now will fire. That hit his man at the 40. Oh, look out! Sammy Watkins takes it all the way. Explosion in Jacksonville. 68-yard touchdown.
Watkins had three receiving touchdowns. A big day if you had him on your fantasy team. Big news for the Atlanta Falcons, not on the field in Minnesota, was the fact that the Carolina Panthers come from behind rally was cut short due to a late Cam Newton interception as the Rams go into Carolina and beat the Carolina Panthers 30-27. Cam Newton, how about this? 25 of 38, 239 yards, and one interception. The Falcons, big matchup next Sunday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles were at home today against the Washington Redskins. The Redskins did a 17-0 lead. Carson Wentz in the third quarter came all the way back, including this massive touchdown to, I guess, new but not really new receiver, DeSean Jackson.
Third and 10. It's only a three-man rush. Still pressure. Wentz just going to air it out. Going way deep down the field. He's got a touchdown! DeSean Jackson.
That was one of two deep 50-yard plus receiving touchdowns for DeSean Jackson on the day as the Eagles come from behind and win 32-27. Buffalo was down 16-0 to the Jets at halftime. They rallied all the way back and won 17-16. But fantasy owners will appreciate this Le'Veon Bell touchdown.
Third and goal from the nine. Darnold. Touchdown. Le'Veon Bell. What a return to the NFL it's been for him. 9-yard touchdown reception.
Again, Buffalo wins that one 17-6. The Baltimore Ravens had the offensive explosion of the day as sophomore quarterback Lamar Jackson. How about five total touchdowns, including this one to new rookie receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown.
On second and eight, Lamar Jackson looking end zone again. Sneed's got it. Six more for the Ravens. Putting on a clinic, and it's 27-0.
That was Les Snead, not Hollywood Brown, but Marquise Hollywood Brown did have two receiving touchdowns. How about 59-10? Ravens over the very sad Dolphins. Listen, Falcon fans, it could be a lot worse. You could be a Dolphin fan. And finally, in the early games, the shocker of the day, Tennessee going into Baltimore and blowing out the Browns. 43-13, Derrick Henry, 84 yards on the ground, including this one.
That's a lot for a quarterback to have to live through.
Yeah, at least the system's pretty similar. They didn't change the verbiage this year, and he's got a big one here, Jim.
It's Henry taking the pass with an open field, taking off. Down the left sideline with a blocker in front, Davis, and it's going all the way for the touchdown. 75 yards, Derrick Henry.
Baker Mayfield had a really rough day, 25 of 38, 285 yards, and only one touchdown. Those were your early game highlights here as we move on the Falcon flyover. We will go back to the phone lines before we update you guys on the late games that are happening right now. But as we do here on the Falcon flyover, we take your guys' phone calls. We want reaction as Hassan has been waiting a very long time to jump on here. I appreciate you waiting. Hassan, you're on. Talk to me about the Falcons' loss. What was your biggest takeaway?
Hey, man, my biggest takeaway was the field goal kickers did a good job.
Hey, listen, I love the positivity. I love it.
Hey, they were worried about the kickers so bad that they didn't worry about the running game.
Yep.
They didn't worry about the passing game. They didn't worry about the pass rushers. You know, these guys are getting paid big money, big money. Matt Ryan, 30. Julio, highest paid receiver. Running back getting paid. A lot of people are making a lot of money. And the way they showed up today was very, very, very bad. Okay? This can link on to the next game. Did you see Philadelphia?
Yes,
I did. Are they ready for Philadelphia?
They are scary.
Did they see Deshaun Jackson?
Oh, my goodness.
Deshaun Jackson?
Yep.
He's back.
Yep, he
is.
Two touchdowns over 100 yards receiving for Deshaun Jackson today.
Exactly. So those guys are going to have a handful of next games. You understand me? And they better show up. If they don't show up, it's a lot of changes going to be made.
Hey, I love the Hey, listen, thank you for the phone call there, Hassan. I love the parody there at the front because he said the kicking game, and I immediately went, oh, wait, we didn't kick any field goals or extra points. So you didn't have to worry about Matt Bryant. But, of course, his point was that we worried so much about that, and then we got to a point where no one else played well. His point about Philadelphia, 100% accurate. I've said this on Ready or Mott for months. The first three games of this schedule are brutal. At Minnesota, we just saw, playoff team. Now, you get them at home, but Philadelphia, I know they started off very slow, 17-0. They were down Washington today, but as soon as they got back after halftime, good Lord, Carson Wentz was like 8 of 10 on third down, had like 135 passer rating on third down against pressure. He was phenomenal. The Eagles' defense woke up. They are as good as advertised. That's going to be brutal next week. And then the Colts are in... the Colts did lose today, but Jacoby Brissett still played very, very well. And Marlon Mack, how about 174 yards on the ground for Indianapolis? That's who you play at Indianapolis in week three. So the worry now is not that this Falcons team will eventually get right or not, because I think that they will, but the scary thought is 0-3. The scary thought is going 0-3 or 1-2, and then you get to week 7, week 8, Week 10 and Week 11, and you go Rams, Seahawks, Saints, Carolina, and you've already dropped three games. Because you can only lose so many in the NFC. You cannot, 9-6 might barely make the playoffs. And if you lose your first three, you got three more, and that's it. You got to go 11-3 the rest of the way, if my math is correct there. It could be wrong, but that's what you got to do. It's going to be tough. So Philadelphia, is it a must-win next week? No. But it's pretty darn close against what could be a very good football team coming up from the Eagles. All right, who's been waiting the longest? It's been Craig. We'll go Craig, and then we will go to JR. Craig, you are on right now. I hit JR. JR first, and then Craig. What up, JR?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Hey, man, I'm having fun, but I'm also disappointed. How about you?
I'm very disappointed, I'm not gonna steal the shine. But the thing that's heartbreaking about this is, Dan Quinn preached since day one in his opening presser, we're going to run the ball, stop the run, play good special teams. You fired the special teams coach punt block today. We spent $80 million total, including the re-signing of Matthews and the drafting of two first-round picks and two guards on the offensive line. Matt gets sacked four times today. And this little quasi 4-6, 3-4 look that he's trying to do, leave it alone.
Yeah.
We made the Super Bowl playing a 4-3 under defense. He won a Super Bowl playing a 4-3 under defense. Go back to what you know, Dan. Don't try to outsmart other teams because we just end up outsmarting ourselves. And the Falcons need to get back to what we're doing. And I'm going to end on this last note. Hopefully, we have a scout down there in UGA to see this young man called DeAndre Swift, because we're going to need him, because I think Freeman's done, man.
That is a really good point, JR, because Devontae Freeman was like the lock. I host a sports radio show here called Ready or Mott, so I've talked about every single aspect of the Falcons during the offseason, right? Because you have 7 months where you got to get ready. You got to have something to talk about. And we just glossed over Devontae Freeman being good. Now, I worried that without Tevin Coleman, he could have kind of a regression, because he's always had Coleman next to him, except for like 1 year. But everyone basically at the station glanced over Devontae Freeman as like, oh, Freeman's back healthy. Check. He'll be fine. Okay. Yeah, check. He'll be okay. And Freeman definitely struggled. And if Ito Smith, and I've seen the tweets, I've seen the text, I've seen the callers. If Ito Smith's our best running back this year, we have a problem. Because Ito Smith is a great backup running back. But if Ito Smith is our leading rusher time in and time out, the Falcons are going to be in trouble. And that was the case today. Craig, you're up next. You've waited patiently. Thank you for waiting. You're on. Oh, Craig, please still be there. You waited so long. Craig, can you hear me?
Hey, guys.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go for it.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No worries.
Now, I think the biggest problem is, and we just got destroyed in the trenches
yes.
on both sides of the football.
Good Lord.
And I think, you know, Devontae Freeman making the point about Devontae, he didn't really have much time as soon as he touched the football to make a cut upfield or to move any direction. Same with Matt Ryan. I mean, you touch the football from the snap, and you have a second and a half to think about what you're doing to get rid of the football, and it's impossible to make a throw downfield. But the thing is, Arthur Blank addressed this in the preseason, saying, hey, Dan Quinn, Thomas Dimitroff, go out and address the offensive line. You know, you guys have talked about it. Dukes and Bell have talked about it. You know, Andy and Randy, John and Hugh, all of y'all have touched on the fact that the offensive line in the preseason didn't have that cohesion and the time to sit together as a unit and get together and say and be that one solid unit that you need. And I think going forward, you're going to see those guys solidify that unit, and I think that the Falcons are going to be fine. You know, next week against the Eagles, they have a scary defensive front, so I guess we'll see what they have. But I think the Falcons are going to be fine moving forward.
Hey, listen, Dan Quinn is going to have his work cut out for him this week. Dan Quinn can solve all our concerns. If they have Philly come to town on Sunday night, that great defensive line and the offensive line balls out. Now, do I think that's actually going to happen? I'm going to be honest, probably not. But if it did, then we can just go, okay, Dan, you know, hey, listen, sorry, I doubt it. You're fine. I appreciate it. Let's move on. Because they have a real chance to galvanize this week and play a lot better on the O-line. But do we expect it against Philly? That is my big question. That is my big concern. Let's keep the phone lines going, and they got to be quick, though. I want to get Roy, Doug, and Eddie here because we're out at 7:30 for Sunday Night Football. So, Roy, you got about 30 seconds. Be quick. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. How you doing, Thomas?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, all right. Same here. All right, a couple things I just wanted to say is that got whooped on the line of scrimmage both sides. And even then, Matt Ryan was still in receivers and some of the they're trying to get us there. And you say what you want to say about referees, but when you're starting to gain momentum, but then they call stupid stuff on you, and then when they're losing momentum, but then they get extended, and they had momentum earlier, and then they jump all over you. You know, you kind of lose yours, and the helmet, you know, other things, and it really just. Jake Matthews. I don't understand.
I don't either.
Was un-Jake Matthews-like, wasn't it? I mean, yeah,
very much
just
so.
Unlike him.
Very much so. Yeah. Hey, Roy, listen, thanks for the phone call there. Listen, I see Doug, I see Eddie. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm a man of the people. We have to go to break right now. We'll come back in like 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and then I promise Doug and Eddie you will get on in our final segment. Don't go anywhere. It's the Falcon Flyover. Almost done, but not yet. Still here for you on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Now more of the Falcons Flyover.
A complete recap of today's game.
Our Falcons play here.
The Falcons Flyover is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. This is the Falcons Flyover. I'm your host, Thomas Mott. Hard out at 7:30 because we've got to get you to Sunday Night Football as heard on Westwood One coming up in about 7 minutes. So the last three callers are going to go in this order. We'll start with Doug, who's been waiting for almost 20 minutes. Doug, listen, thank you for waiting. You're on.
You know, Thomas, you gave me time to get a scotch.
Oh, good.
To think about all this.
Calm down, right? Go with the flow. It's going to be okay.
But you know what?
What?
Having season tickets for 17 years with the Falcons.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it has everything to do with they're not playing together in preseason as a team because there's no I in team. And let me tell you, they got out there and nobody knew what in the hell to do because they've never played together as a team in preseason. To me, I've gone through this since 1976.
Yep.
And I've seen it year after year after year. And then to see that performance today, it pissed me off.
Doug,
I was like,
listen, I totally understand. I respect the fact that you have 17 years of season tickets. You've seen it all. But my one problem is the whole not playing in the preseason, because a lot of guys didn't play in the preseason for other teams. Use Philadelphia, who we're going to play in like literally a week from literally right now. Philadelphia's offense didn't play at all. Carson Wentz didn't take a snap. No one played for Philadelphia. They struggled early, 17-0. But the Eagles roared back and dumped 32 on Washington and looked really, really good. So I just don't buy into that it's all the preseason's fault. I get it. We'd love to see the guys in there. But if Julio Jones blows his knee or Matt Ryan breaks his leg in the preseason week 4, we all freak out and yell the other way. So I don't want to look back at the preseason. I respect the phone call because you're 17 years season ticket. You know your stuff. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying that I don't want to go there. I want to talk about not being prepared to play with whatever game plan Dan Quinn had. Not stopping the run on defense. Not protecting Matt Ryan on offense. Not being able to run the football. Those are my talking points. I'll lead the preseason as what it is, because there are too many people who did not play who are still going to ball out. Dak Prescott barely played. He had 4 touchdowns today. Wentz didn't play at all. He had 4 as well. I don't want to go to preseason, but I do appreciate the phone call. All right, 2 more. Rocco and then Eddie. Oh, sorry, Eddie and then Rocco. Eddie, you're first. What's up?
I've been in this town since 1971, and I've been watching this forever. What I saw today with Dan Quinn took over the defense, did he not?
He did.
He forget to let the defense set the edge? Because they didn't set the edge and then run all over the first 3 touchdowns. That was absolutely ridiculous. And you talked about how hard the schedule is. I understand all that. You know what? I would have accepted a loss today because Minnesota is a tough place.
Yes.
Like, tough team. But we didn't compete today. That was an absolute embarrassment. I'm looking at the red zone right now and watching crappy team all over the place compete and are in it till the very end to save a few. And the script predicted being this great offense and run all these great days and have all these great players. They go out and lay an egg. And I'm telling you, Sunday night will be sand green. It will be all evil. And we are going to
1-12.
They are a joke of a franchise, my friend.
I appreciate the phone call there, Eddie. You're breaking up there towards the end, but I think what he said was that there's going to be a lot of green at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Eagle fans travel well, and I'll agree. I think that it will be. Now, it's only week 2, and we can go beat Philadelphia next week. We beat Philadelphia. We're 1-1. We're back on it, baby. But I think Eddie is right. It's a monumental task, and the Eagles are hot, and they're going to come in and try and give it all. But hopefully they're able, we're able to buy a lot of Falcon tickets. Go get your tickets now. Let's make sure it's not green. Let's keep it red. We'll see. All right, final phone caller here. The last one, the caboose on the Falcon Flyover is Rocco. Rocco, you are on. Wrap it up for me here.
What's up, Big T?
Nothing much, man.
You know what, Big T? You have to put the point where the blame belongs.
Okay.
We ain't got nobody who can evaluate talent. In the front office, we got the worst front office. Look at them 2 first-round draft choices.
Yeah,
tell me what they don't did that we couldn't have took.
Yeah, but that same front office drafted Deion Jones and Keanu Neal and Ricardo
Allen.
Yeah, but
they get every now and then, man.
Yeah, that's
true. They get a player every now and then. Look at Vic Beasley, man. So look at we ain't got the players out there to play. I've been watching this team for 50 years, man. It's the same thing in and out. We ain't got nobody who can evaluate talent, man.
Indeed.
And Arthur Blank spending too much money on nothing, man.
Hey, listen, Rocco, I do. I thank you for the phone call there. We've had a lot of hits in terms of talent, because that's why you guys are all upset, because we have the talent. Again, I say before, I don't want to rip on another team, but if we're in Miami right now, what are the phone calls saying? Oh, man, we don't have a lot of talent, so, here comes another 1-win season. We have the talent. They've gotten enough. I think Lindstrom and McGarry will be fine eventually. They're just rookies. I only have like a minute and a half, quickly. I did a segment on my show like 3 weeks ago where I called out the Falcons front office for taking too long to get the offensive line, because they spent all the money, they spent the draft picks, but it's too little too late for right now, because we knew going into week 1 they'd struggle. And we expect them going into week 2 that they're going to struggle. But they did invest, so maybe next year, right? Maybe the year after, sure, but they took too long to get there. If you want to blame the front office, you can. but you blame them for taking too long, not for missing out on talent. It's not like they've missed on a bunch of offensive linemen. They just haven't taken. They've taken like three in the past 5 years or whatever the number is. So I do appreciate that phone call, but I'm not sure if I'm there quite yet. All right, here's the deal. We got to wrap it up. Put a bow on it. It's disappointing. I think we got to show up next week. It's a new week, and I think Dan Quinn will really get to test his defense and go, guys, play for me. We can beat Philadelphia. It'll be tough, but we can beat Philadelphia. We will see. Of course, Falcon Flyover will be on after the postgame show next Sunday night. Eagles-Falcons, be sure to tune in. Boy, that went by really, really quickly. So we have to go off here in 30 seconds because Sunday Night Football, Patriots and Steelers coming up next for Dylan Matthews. An excellent job producing. I am Thomas Mott. This has been the Falcon Flyover. I appreciate all the phone calls. It's okay. We'll take a breath. We'll reevaluate, and we will be good to go against Philadelphia. Let's go beat the Eagles on Sunday night. Again, for Dylan Matthews, I'm Thomas Mott. We sign off from the Falcon Flyover. Enjoy Sunday Night Football. Here is Westwood One.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.